Thank you for tuning to High Plains Public Radio. My name is Poo Pei Son, one of HPPR's high school interns working on arts and culture reporting for High Plains Morning. Today, I'm honored to have the award-winning musician Veronica Lewis on the line with me. She's a 17-year-old singer, songwriter, and pianist with her new debut album out this month. It's titled You Ain't Unlucky. I'm excited to be here with you today on High Plains Public Radio, Veronica, sharing news about you and your new album. Thank you for making time to be with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be here.
I first want to congratulate you on the big news. We just learned that your song, You Ain't Unlucky, just hit number 2 on Billboard's Blues Album Sales chart. That's fantastic.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it was a huge surprise this week, and I'm just so, so grateful for all of the love and support that I've been receiving for this album. And yeah, just really exciting, and I'm just really grateful.
Also, congratulations on winning the 2020 Boston Blues Challenge. Can you tell us a bit more about the contest and what it was like participating in a pandemic?
Yes, it was, I was nominated back in September of 2020, and it was a huge surprise to even be nominated alongside some of my biggest heroes in modern blues and in this genre. And so I was already really grateful and excited to be a part of that as a nominee. And then in December of 2020, a few months ago, it was announced that I had won, and it was, I was blown away and just so unbelievably thankful and appreciative for everyone who voted. And it's definitely been a huge motivation for me to, stay excited and inspired going into the future with new music and new releases.
So you said you were nominated. Can you tell me how the nomination worked?
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know how it happened. I mean, there was no way that I couldn't have applied. So basically, the committee of the Boston Music Awards votes for their top 10 acts in each category. And, I think because of a few single releases I had over the summer, I was kind of on their radar, and they really loved what I was doing.
It's great that your music was recognized. That sounds really awesome.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about you, how you came out to be a musician at such a young age?
Yeah, absolutely. So I started playing piano when I was around 6 years old, and I'm totally self-taught on the piano, and I basically just learned by listening to different artists and musicians when I was really young, and I really gravitated toward blues and boogie-woogie and, early rock and roll music. And I kind of just heard it and fell in love with it even when I was so young. And I wanted to try to see if I could play it on the piano. And so I just took it from there and started writing. And I started singing a few years ago. And that's when it started all coming together with writing full songs with lyrics and music.
6 years old, that's pretty crazy.
I know. I think I just really always love listening to music, and I loved it so much that I wanted to see if I could try to play it, to create it on my own. And definitely I really love music, and I love performing and playing.
Okay, so let's talk about your new album, You Ain't Unlucky. The first radio single is the title track. When I first saw it, it threw me off because at first glance, I would have thought it said You Ain't Lucky, but it's actually a double negative. So in other words, are you saying you are lucky? Can you explain the meaning of the title?
Yeah, absolutely. So, with this song, it's an original, and when I was writing it, I took a lot of experiences from my own life and, kind of how I deal with tough things that may come up. And, the idea of the song is just, no matter what happens to us, it's all about how you look at things. And, in life, something may seem bad or like an obstacle, but if you look at it from a different perspective and have, a different point of view, you can figure out and try to find something to be grateful for. And so, yeah, the title, I thought it really fit that idea well, which is at first glance, something may seem one way, but if you look at it a little bit deeper and have a different perspective, you can find a different meaning from it.
Wow, that's a really good response. I can see where you're going.
Thank you so much. It's a good question.
So much of your music incorporates blues, boogie-woogie beats, and it sounds a lot like classic rock and roll. Most people would associate this style of music with the older generations. It's rare to see you, someone with a very young age, working in this genre. What drew you to this style of songwriting and piano playing?
Yeah, I think what drew me was just listening and to all different kinds of music, whether that be, you know, early country or early rock and roll and jazz and blues. And, you know, my grandfather, he lost his sight when he was 15 years old. And so music was always a big part of his life because that was, you know, all he could do was hear and feel things. So one way that him and I connected was through music. And he really instilled in me a love and a curiosity for finding new music. And even when I was, you know, 5, 6 years old, I just really loved this kind of music. And I felt like it had a real, a lot of meaning and purpose to it in the style and in those early players. They really had incredible stories and incredible songs.
Okay, so the boogie-woogie piano was popular in the late 1920s. Why is it so beloved and relevant in the 21st century?
Yeah, it's definitely a very old style. And, you know, with this album that I just released, I brought together a lot of different genres. I brought, you know, I'm really influenced by, you know, blues and boogie-woogie, but also rockabilly and rock and, you know, early rock and roll. And I think one way that I'm kind of bringing more life to this genre is by kind of melding it with different styles and also bringing who I am into it. So yes, it's a really old genre and old kind of way of playing, but I'm kind of bringing it into the 21st century by just kind of infusing who I am into it and what I love.
Okay, so would you also say that you also include in a little bit of the modern style music?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, some of my biggest influences, of course, are, you know, the early musicians like Katie Webster and Otis Spann and Pinetop Perkins. But, you know, I also take a lot of influence from more modern musicians like, you know, Freddie Mercury and Queen and Avril Lavigne. So I definitely appreciate modern songwriting and modern artists just as much as, you know, all of the older musicians.
Speaking of Katie Webster, she is also known as the Swamp Boogie Queen. She was a phenomenal boogie-woogie pianist. One of your songs is Woo Wee Sweet Daddy by her. Why did you choose that song for your album?
Yes, Katie Webster was a huge influence on me as a piano player and as a, you know, a boogie-woogie piano player and singer. And, you know, with this album, I wanted it to be kind of a stakeholder of my career so far in my musical journey, and Katie Webster was a big part of that, so I knew that I wanted to, you know, have one of her songs on the album. And of course I kind of rearranged it and brought my own vocal style to it, but I definitely wanted to respect and pay homage to Katie Webster on this project.
Okay, so joining the music industry at a young age must be a challenge. How do you manage with your time as an artist, a student, and someone navigating adulthood?
It definitely can get crazy. You know, I'm a senior this year in high school, so I'm graduating in May, but it definitely can be challenging to juggle, you know, the schoolwork and, you know, the performances. Even though there's not really a lot of touring going on right now, you know, even, you know, back in 2019, it was definitely a lot to make time for everything. And, you know, this year I'm working a lot on at-home recordings and live stream performances. And I think the biggest thing is just trying time management and trying to just fit in as much as you can, wherever you can, every day.
So would you say it's possible to achieve your dreams even though you're just in high school?
I mean, I think definitely, even with all the classes and all the responsibility that comes with, you know, being a high school student, I think it's still really important to make time to pursue things that you really love and are really passionate about. And that's something that I always try to make at least a little bit of time for, you know, every day. And I still do, is music, because that's something that really keeps me excited and motivated.
In another interview with Simplecast, it's a music podcast, you had mentioned that you would often record your ideas for songs on your phone when your keyboard wasn't around. Tell me your process for songwriting.
Well, you know, every song starts usually for me with kind of an image in my mind, or, you know, an idea of what I want the song to be about. And then with that, I usually write, I would say the lyrics most likely come first with the majority of the songs I write. And so I know what I want the song to be about. And then I kind of think of at the keyboard what I want the music to sound like. And yes, I will. If there's not, you know, a keyboard around to really figure it out, I'll just quickly record, you know, my idea on, you know, my phone or something like that so I remember it. And then I'll come back to it later and work on it at the keyboard or at the piano and kind of record more of a full idea of it.
So if your keyboard was around, you just go straight into your keyboard?
Yeah, well, I can, you know, with everything that I learned this year with kind of at-home studio recordings, I have this software now on my laptop where I can, you know, record tracks and songs from my keyboard and then listen back later. So that's been a really cool thing that I've learned in the pandemic.
Okay, let's get back to your album. What was your favorite part of putting the album together?
I think my favorite part was writing the music and working with the other musicians to figure out, you know, I worked with a drummer and saxophone player on most of the tracks, and kind of working alongside them, figuring out what their parts were going to be was a really fun and kind of a huge growth moment for me as well, because most of my early performances, you know, when I started performing out when I was like 12 years old, I was playing solo. So being able to work closely with other musicians was a really cool part of the album process.
My favorite part of your album was the music video for You Ain't Unlucky. The part where you're on a raft and you're playing the piano, that was pretty wild. Can you give me some of your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it was, you know, that video was actually very spontaneous. We didn't really have a crew or any kind of like really plan for the video, not a big budget. And I kind of just walked outside one fall day with my keyboard, and we had our friend come over and turn the camera on, and we just hit record. And I really felt like it kind of suited the album and the song well, because it just kind of showed me out in nature, which is something I really love, being outside. And yeah, being by the lake, and very spontaneous, very last minute. But I think it came out really, really cool. Thank you for, I'm glad you liked it too.
Do you have any advice for young musicians like yourself that might be listening across our region, artists looking to do what you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think for young musicians who are also students too, I think a big thing is, you know, like I said before, just always trying to make, you know, as, you know, only if you even have just a little bit of time every day to keep working on your music, and, cause that really brings a lot of joy. I know it does for me, to make sure you're always, you know, sticking with the music. And for even older musicians, it's, I think, always important to just always throw yourself into the music whether you're performing or touring or, you know, recording. It needs to always be about the music, and remain as authentic and real as you can be with your songwriting is really important to me as well.
Oh, I like that, being authentic. Okay, so since touring is still on hold for most artists, are you featuring performances online? Are you recording videos and then posting it on your YouTube?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, back in the summer and fall of 2020, I was doing a few live stream performances that were, you know, kind of a full set with my band and I. And now kind of leading into this, with this album release and into early, you know, 2021 right now, I've been doing, you know, I released the music video, and I've been doing a few short kind of solo at-home performances that were posted online. So definitely trying to stay connected with everybody with virtual performances has been kind of a challenge, but, you know, it's been fun.
So now that your album is out, what's next for you?
Well, you know, in the quarantine, I did a lot of songwriting with so many songs. And so, you know, this album just released, and I'm already starting to kind of pull together and work on the songs for the next album and beginning to work on the recording process. So definitely new music is on its way, and it's coming. And, you know, because there's no live shows, that's something that I can appreciate, is just the time to really work on the music and work on the songwriting right now.
How can people learn more about you and your music?
Yeah, well, I have my main website is veronicalewis.com, and you can also find me everywhere, you know, on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at Veronica Lewis Blues. Yeah.
This has been a great chat with Veronica Lewis, songwriter and master of the Boogie Woogie Piano. Her new album is You Ain't Unlucky, and it's available now. HPPR will keep her music in rotation to inspire young artists and music lovers alike. Thanks again, Veronica, for being here and bringing the grooves. Thank you for your time today.
Thank you so much for taking the time to get to know me and talk a little bit. And yeah, it was great to meet you.